Around 12,000 people in Pennsylvania have listed dwellings on the home sharing site Airbnb. The site's Andrew Kollek says that those homes are increasingly located outside of major cities.
Suburban hosts are one of our fastest growing populations, faster even than urban areas in the United States.
Though home sharing and homeowners associations don't always go together. WHYY's Laura Benchoff reports that tensions over rentals outside of Philadelphia has led to falling outs and new regulations in some communities.
During the golden hours of late afternoon, the kids are out in Buckingham Forest, a planned community in Bucks County. Some roam on bikes and scooters. One girl nearly mows me down on the sidewalk.
I'll get out of your way.
Thank you.
Others, wearing ballet tights or football pads, load into waiting SUVs that spirit them away to practice. The houses for sale here are all listed north of $500,000. Mercedes and Teslas share the road with Fords and Toyotas, and a lot of lawn care trucks. Donna Roggio says she was one of the first people to buy land in this development.
At the peak of the market, we bought the house. I bought it as an investment. So I spend all this money on this house, and then my life changes.
Roggio was recently divorced when she bought the house. She and her now 15-year-old daughter, Riley, lived there for several years, but Roggio's life began moving in a different direction. She traveled regularly to visit her now fiancé, who lives in Hamburg, Germany. A few years ago, she decided to sell the house, which overlooks a picturesque dip in the landscape. When it didn't move after a year, she listed it on Airbnb for $225 a night.
I had somebody come for a 30th birthday that they grew up going to Peddler's Village. They wanted to take their boyfriend to Peddler's
There's a few
Village.
Hotels in Doylestown to the west, and the river towns like New Hope to the east and north. But Roggio says she had no trouble finding guests.
I had a family from Ireland coming in to stay for their brother-in-law's wedding. I had a family from China.
She says the money helped cover her mortgage. After a few months, she left to visit her fiancé. When she came back, she found a cease and desist letter from the township in her mailbox.
So then I had to cancel 1, 2, 3, 4 people. I think it was close to $5,000. $4,000 or $5,000. Yeah, it's a ton of money for me. It's a ton of money for anybody.
Her next-door neighbor, Frank Jonas, and another person in the neighborhood had gone to a township supervisors meeting and complained about people renting on Airbnb. They didn't want to be interviewed for this story, but township attorney Craig Smith sums up their complaints.
That's not what they purchased. They fear it's going to decrease house prices. They fear that their children are going to be running around when there's strangers.
And he says it shatters expectations of what's allowed in their neighborhood. But Buckingham, like other towns across the country, had stumbled into a legal gray area. Andrew Kalick crafts public policy for Airbnb and says existing laws restricting hotels or boarding houses often don't apply to his company.
If you have a yard sale in your house, it doesn't automatically turn your house into a shopping center.
So far, Pennsylvania courts agree. 3 times homeowners in the state, all in the Poconos, have appealed orders from their municipalities to stop renting online. All won. But some local officials worry it's a slippery slope that could lead people to buy properties in residential areas just to turn them into short-term rental businesses, which has happened in Philadelphia. That's pushed township lawyers like Craig Smith to tighten their laws. To the north, Tinicum Township is doing the same after neighbors complained about houses near the Delaware River rented out for raucous parties. In New Jersey, some lawmakers introduced a bill to help towns restrict home sharing. These regulations may be slowing the growth of Airbnb, according to a survey by the Swiss bank UBS. For Donna Roggio, they soured what was once a pleasant community. She says she hasn't talked to the neighbor who complained in more than a year.
Because you feel like you're friends with them because you barbecue with them, you cut their kids' hair, you know, and then you realize, and the response that I got back was, you need to take this up with the township. This isn't about us. This is about the code.
But after several months off of Airbnb, she is sharing her home again. Roggio went to the township and demanded to know how long was a short-term rental. Eventually, they told her 3 months. Online, Roggio found Elena Gisu, a divorced mom of two, who needed a place for her family to stay while the townhouse they're moving into is built. She says she had some reservations about living with a stranger.
And I thought it was going to be so weird because I haven't had a roommate since college. I mean, I don't really consider my ex-husband my roommate.
But Gisu says it's worked well for her family. By the time they move out at the end of the year, the township may have passed new rules barring Rogio or anyone else from taking in short-term renters. Her frustration is audible.
It's podunk. It's like all these things are changing. It's like the fear. Like people are so fearful.
She hopes the regulations work for both sides, people who want to rent and people who want to make sure strangers in their neighborhood are vetted. Rogio may not stick around to find out. The plan is to eventually join her fiancé in Germany. Even there, cities like Berlin have banned Airbnb. Laura Benchoff, WHYY News.